I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Anywhere. News Radio 930 WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top local stories for Saturday, March 23rd. Wins last night for UB men and women in round one of the NCAA tournament. The men will take on the underdog role tomorrow when they tip off against number 3 Texas Tech. 6:10 is the start time for the men. The women taking on the UConn Huskies, who are ranked 2nd in their bracket. That game also tomorrow, a 7 o'clock tip. A Buffalo police officer was hurt this morning after their patrol car was struck by two other vehicles just before 8 o'clock in the 2000 block of Elmwood Avenue. Police are investigating if the accident was due to black ice that was on a lot of the roads this morning. Coffee with a Cop was this morning at several different Tim Hortons in the city of Buffalo. Buffalo police are using this initiative to help bridge the gap with the community and to recruit people to take the civil service exam. Assemblyman Sean Ryan today announced his plan to ban plastic bags in the 2019-2020 state budget. The budget is due March 31st. More top stories at WBEN.com. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman.
Don't touch that dial. We're taking over the airwaves with Mr. Fitness Radio.
It's time to get motivated. It's time to get inspired. It's time to rediscover your life. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Recently, I wrote an article that appeared in the January issue of After 50 magazine. The headline of this article said, 2019, a new year, a new you. Probably not. Unless you know this secret.
Stay tuned, because coming up, Mr. Fitness will discuss the secret of achieving your goals of improved health and happiness right here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
WBEN First Alert forecast calls for sunny skies today. It'll be windy, looking at a high right around 38 degrees. Breezy and mainly clear tonight, a low of 29. Not as chilly tomorrow, sun and some clouds and a little breezy, but a high of 45 in the city to 49 well inland. But some snow showers move into ski country in the afternoon tomorrow. Could continue to see snow across the area tomorrow night, bringing up to a coating to an inch of accumulation. Clouds giving way to sunshine Monday, a high of 35. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Courtney Spamer.
Currently 28 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show for active seniors in Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Senior Radio Buffalo. It's information on your health, living, financial, leisure activities. Hey, whatever it is that's important to you, you're going to hear it right here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I am Linda Pellegrino, and always bringing you fantastic items for you to listen to and great people to get inspiration from. And I'm going to ask you this question. We're going to start right out this morning by answering this. Have you heard about an organization in Western New York called Senior Wishes? Well, I hadn't, but Wendy Backman is back with us. She's the executive director. And Wendy, I understand it's an agency that does just what it says. It grants wishes for senior citizens?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we started with our first wish in March of 2014, so 5 years ago.
Wow, congratulations.
And what we do is we believe that just because you're aging, it doesn't mean there aren't places you want to go or people you want to see or things you'd like to do again, but we gear this towards lower income seniors and people in care facilities. Mm-hmm. And if they can't do it on their own, we help make it happen.
That is fantastic. What kind of wishes are granted?
Oh, just about anything you can imagine. We do a lot of travel wishes because oftentimes when you talk to a senior about, you know, if you had a wish, what would it be? Mm-hmm. It's to see a loved one again. You know, there's a family member they haven't seen in a long time. Sometimes it's a sibling. Sometimes it's a child of theirs. And we're able to get that senior to the location of where their loved one is. Other times the wishes are cultural events, sporting events. We had a woman go to Mount Vernon and do an archaeological dig and dig up slave artifacts at Mount Vernon. So they really, they're all over the place.
Yeah. Some of them sound quite memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are there restrictions on wishes?
There are some restrictions. Seniors need to be 65 years of age or older. They need to meet the income guidelines, which are for a household of one, they need to earn less than $38,000, and a household of two, less than $44,000. And then we want them to be physically and cognitively mm-hmm. capable of experiencing their wish and be unable to do that wish on their own.
Now, Wendy, would someone go to your website, seniorwishes.org, to get an application to fill out to get a wish granted?
Yes, they can go to seniorwishes.org. Also, the applications are at pretty much all the senior centers. Mm-hmm. And they can also call my office as well if they want me to mail an application to them.
Okay, that's 508-2121?
Correct.
Fantastic. Okay, we're talking about Senior Wishes. It's an agency that does just what it says. It grants wishes for senior citizens. And it is so cool because I went on your website and I found that, I guess last year you had a week of veterans wishes.
Yes, we did.
How cool was this?
This was awesome. It was something that we had talked about and finally implemented it last year. And we had 9 senior veterans get their wishes granted in that 1 week period. And it was wonderful.
Wow. And for a lot of these guys, it was just to go to a hockey game or a ball game or, you know, just do something special. Do I understand you had someone, I think, who was 91 who got to throw the first pitch during a Bison game?
Yeah, we had a senior this past summer, 91 or 92, and she threw out the first pitch at the Bison's game and was a special person for the evening. They gave her a jersey. And Yeah.
And I believe it was another 90-plus-year-old who wanted to ride in the jet boat.
Yes. And they asked me to go, and I said, I'll watch from land.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. She wanted to ride in the jet boat. It was awesome. Well, as you can imagine, folks, to get people these wishes, it's going to take a little money. And we're going to handle that, too, because you've got a wonderful fundraiser coming up, which mm-hmm. is going to pay for a lot of this.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's called Sips, Suds, and Sweets. And this is coming up April 11th at Fox Run at Orchard Park. What happens at this?
This is a wonderful event. It starts with free parking, door-to-door service, free valet parking. And it's a beer, wine, and desserts and chocolate sampling event, along with different appetizers from several restaurants in the community. We have live music. We have all kinds of auctions. We actually grant a live wish the night of the event. So we have a special senior coming. She's in her 90s, and she'll be getting her wish granted at the event. We also bring back 4 of our wish recipients from the year and introduce them to the group as well.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Now, as you said, you've been going for about 5 years now. About how many wishes have been granted so far?
We just granted our 200th individual wish to a gentleman that wanted to see a Sabres game, but we've granted over 200 simple wishes for the holidays, which is another campaign we do, and we also have started doing group wishes. So we've done several where we do a group wish for 40 or 50 people. Sometimes it's at a senior center, sometimes it's at senior apartment complex. So 200 individual wishes and then hundreds more on top of that.
That's incredible. So what's the, you know, what happens when you get the application? How is a wish granted?
So the process is that someone can self-nominate by filling out an application, or someone working with them or a family member can also nominate someone else. Mm-hmm. And then when the application comes in, I kind of screen everything, and then we have a wish granting committee meeting of volunteers that meet every other month, and they review all of the applications that have come in since the last meeting. We kind of have a lot of discussions, and we vote on applications, and when they get approved, we kind of assign them through the volunteers, and we go to work fulfilling the wish.
Fantastic. And again, we're talking about more of a seniors who are pretty much in the lower income spectrum. Mm-hmm. People who have a wish that they just can't be able to fulfill themselves, and maybe their family can't afford it either. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just maybe going to another city and visiting a relative, you know, that one more time. And
right.
It was amazing how many wishes you had on your website, where I was like ooing and aahing, mm-hmm. just because everybody looked so happy. There was a gentleman who just wanted to go fishing.
Yes. You know? Oh, and he hadn't been fishing in decades, mm-hmm. because he lives in a care facility, and he's also in a wheelchair. So there were a lot of barriers for him. Not an easy thing for a family to be able to help out with. And we were able to get him on a boat again, out fishing again, mm-hmm. you know, with his son, spending the day out in the water and having lunch afterwards. And it was so special.
Yeah, and he said he just wanted to feel the rod in his hand again.
Mm-hmm.
And you can understand that.
Absolutely.
You know? And you can also understand why this event, Sips, Suds, and Sweets, which is April 11th at Fox Run, was a sellout last year.
It was.
The tickets were gone, folks. So if you still want to get a ticket for this, live music, raffles, a candy buffet, free valet parking, I'm going to give you Wendy's phone number. It's 508-2121. That's 508-2121. Presale tickets, $50, at the door, $60. And I'm telling you, once you really see this in operation, your money is so well spent.
It's a great time for a great cause.
This is wonderful. You also have a newsletter that people can sign up for.
Yes. Yep. It goes out about every other month, and it's a great way to keep up to date with some of what we're doing. We always highlight a few wishes that people can see.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And again, we're talking about things like reconnecting with a loved one, visit a hometown, celebrate a passion, fulfill a lifelong dream, learn a new skill. So the wishes that you're looking for must have a significant meaning to the senior.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, for example, we don't send people on vacations, mm-hmm. But if they're going to see a loved one, usually they're staying with that loved one.
You're right.
That's something that we would consider.
That's amazing. And it seemed like the gentleman who went fishing, he wanted to go again.
Yeah, he did.
So he got to go again.
I don't blame him.
So sometimes, you know, you're lucky enough and you get two of these, but this is great. So are there any wish recipient requirements?
Just the age requirements, mm-hmm. the income requirements, mm-hmm. And just that they're cognitively and physically capable of experiencing the wish.
Wendy, and people can certainly just make a donation to Senior Wishes, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you can't make the event, by all means, all you have to do to learn more is just go to seniorwishes.org. And if you're interested in going to Sips, Suds, and Sweets on April 11th, then just go for a ticket to seniorwishes.org/events.
Correct.
Or you can find her certainly through seniorradiobuffalo.com, because all our guest organizations are on our website. So all you need is our website, and you can find everybody that you're looking for. So, Wendy, it seems like in the future you want to just multiply what you're doing and now start with more, like you say, group wishes, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah, we'd like to see more applications coming in. We mm-hmm. know we can help more people if they only know about us.
Right.
And so we'd like to see more of those individual wishes occurring, and we'd love to have a bigger veteran population that we're serving. We do grant those veterans wishes throughout the year, mm-hmm. but that special focus, the week of Veterans Week, is something where we really want to every single day have another veteran getting a wish granted. So we'll hopefully grow upon what we did last year, and then doing those group wishes as well. So it's helping as many seniors as we can.
So, you know, maybe loved ones should sit down with their senior relatives and talk to them, mm-hmm. and open a discussion about what is it you miss? What is it you'd like to still do? Mm-hmm. Because everything these days is possible. I saw someone on your website who went up on a hot air balloon ride.
Yes.
Really? I mean, it was just awesome, because you can do that here in Western
yes.
New York. So have that conversation. Mm-hmm. You might be surprised with what they say.
Absolutely. I hear the stories all the time, and
yeah?
it's very surprising. We had a woman, our oldest wish recipient, 109.
Oh, lovely.
She had her wish granted in February, and she's in a care facility, and her wish was to drive by her old house. I think it was Lovejoy neighborhood. She also wanted to go down and see all the goings on at the, you know, Inner Harbor area. And she went by the Larkin building because I believe she worked there. And then she wanted a nice Italian dinner for her birthday. So we were able to get a limo for her and take her family members out and celebrate her 109th birthday.
You must love going to work.
It's great.
You yeah. know, honestly, because you're sitting there going, how can we make someone happy today?
Yeah.
I also saw where you granted a wish of someone who was a senior who still wanted to visit someone who was like 109 and was the oldest person, I think,
yes.
in what, North Carolina or South Carolina?
His grandmother.
Yeah.
Yes. He, his grandmother might have even been 111, was very, oldest person in North Carolina. And we were able to last summer send him down there because he hadn't seen her in so many years.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Wendy, do you need volunteers?
We do use volunteers on our committees, at our fundraiser, and then throughout the year with different events. We're a small staff of two people, so we really rely on our volunteers for a lot of work.
Fantastic. This is an organization that's been here for about 5 years in Western New York called Senior Wishes. And they do just that. They grant wishes for senior citizens. I'm going to give you their phone number. It's 508-2121, or certainly go to seniorwishes.org, or find them through seniorradiobuffalo.com. And if you know, if you love a senior, and we're talking especially about supporting lower-income seniors who have had a wish to reconnect with a loved one, visit a hometown, celebrate a passion, fulfill a lifelong dream, learn a new skill, if you know that wish will have significant meaning to the senior, they would love to hear from you. Our veterans, for sure, especially when you celebrate something like a week of veterans' wishes, and you do your very best to get these wishes granted in a timely manner, too. How does someone find out how quickly they're going to have their wish granted?
Well, there's sometimes a delay when they get the application in because mm-hmm. we may have just had a committee meeting. So it may be a few weeks for the next one. But once we meet, usually within a week, they find out. And then depending on what the wish is, right now we're sitting on some wishes that are summer wishes mm-hmm. That we approved back in the fall. So it's never too early to get the application in. I'd rather have it come in early, get approved, and we're ready to go when the time of year is right.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And if you still can, everybody, pick up a ticket before they're sold out on April 11th to Sips, Suds, and Sweets. That is their big fundraiser. Wendy, thank you so much. Senior Wishes, everybody. We want to thank executive producer Joe Danisco and our engineer today, Kevin Carr. Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
It's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
At Independent Health, we're here to make Medicare easier, no matter what retirement looks like for you. Our experienced red shirts will meet with you one-on-one at our conveniently located Medicare information centers. Here, we'll help you understand all of your options and make sure you're in the plan that's right for you, so you can enjoy retirement your way. That's the red shirt treatment. Visit independenthealth.com/Medicare.
It's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Italy for a once-in-a-lifetime food and wine tasting tour through the romantic Tuscany region of Italy this October. Arrive in Florence for a historic sightseeing and Tuscan cooking class. Then it's off for wine tasting at the vineyards of Siena and San Giacomo, ending in the foothills of the Alps at scenic Lake Como. This trip is almost sold out. Call for final booking information, 913-1097. That's 913-1097. Ciao!
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
Hi, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo once again. I'm always thrilled to be bringing you what I call news you can use for a good, healthy life in Western New York. And we're learning along with you folks. And I got to tell you, this generation, and when I talk about generation, actually, our active senior population is a couple of generations. Because if you think about it, you start thinking, I think, basically, like a senior in your late 50s, early 60s. But seniorhood lasts most of the rest of your life, of course, the 60s, your 70s, your 80s. So you find that you're a senior through, if you're lucky and you live that long, you're a senior through the majority of your life. And my goodness, how technology has changed since, let's say, we were teenagers, all of us out there. So much has changed. A lot of us don't even have a home phone anymore. It's amazing. But what has changed is that technology. And if you're not changing along with it, you're missing a lot. Because today's technology is so good and it's so helpful, and it can do so many more things that you're not taking advantage of. So don't get frustrated. Don't say, I'm not going to carry a cell phone. Let me tell you, we have some wonderful people here in Western New York who can help you and walk through this and really get you the right items you need and then help you with them after that. The wonderful company is Experimax in Orchard Park, 3229 Southwestern Boulevard, located right behind Taffy's near Moe's. All you got to do is tell me a restaurant and I'll know where you are, okay? Behind Taffy's near Moe's. And you're going to find Gina Sapirsky with her husband Jeff and a wonderful staff there who will work with you, answer your questions, repair your device, help you purchase certified pre-owned laptops, desktops, mobile devices, and accessories. It's so nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Gina,
appreciate it.
Let's start with a real basic question. Why should people be paying more attention to their electronic devices and use them?
Oh, that's a great question. So the value, if you look at just maybe the Apple Watch, for example, mm-hmm. okay, so the new Apple Watch 4, not only is it a watch that tells you what time it is, but it can also make phone calls for you. You can have your own phone line connected to it. But not only that, you can create a circuit and do a real-time EKG. Or ECG, and from your watch, send the PDF to your doctor.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It monitors for AFib on your wrist in all times. So if you're in an AFib event, it'll trigger a warning. If you fall, it recognizes the motion in the watch as being potentially a fall, and little pop-up will come up, and it'll say, do you need help? And you can just hit the button or say yes, and it'll call 911 for you. Oh. And if you don't need help, you can dismiss it. Mm-hmm. If you don't answer within 60 seconds or whatever, it'll automatically call. So maybe the fall resulted in unconsciousness or
yeah.
whatever. So much value there.
I have to also add to this, because we just did a show with Dr. Guttadauria. And Dr. Guttadauria was telling us about the newest hearing aids. And he was saying that these days you can have a hearing aid where if somebody is speaking to you in Italian, your hearing aid will translate it to English.
Brilliant.
So you understand what they're saying. I mean, isn't that amazing?
Brilliant.
That blew
yes.
my mind. And that's today's technology, and you don't want to not know that.
And most hearing aids these days have an app associated with it that you can install into your phone.
Oh.
So you can adjust the volume based on what's going on around you. You can get your phone calls right into the hearing aid, that kind of thing. So, yeah, that technology is just more and more value every single day. Mm. And if you're not taking advantage of it, you're not getting the most out of your investment.
Right.
Apple products are an expensive investment, and that's the way we look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not understanding the scope of what it can do for you, you're not getting the most out of your investment.
But let's also understand this. You also are, you have all pro certified pre-owned Apple products, which you can sell, which include a great warranty, because not everybody needs the latest and greatest for what it is they want to do.
That's right. So all of our pro-certified pre-owned products include a one-year like-new warranty. So when you buy a brand-new product, you usually get the one-year warranty with it. You can buy pre-owned and also get that one-year warranty with it. And our devices, we always try to purchase A and B grade. We try and make sure, so they come to us certified by Apple-authorized wholesalers, and then we recertify them in store, and we stand behind our products. If there's anything that fails in it, if there's any reason that it's just, you know, not living up to the expectations, we replace it with another one. So we're there to take the worry out of buying pre-owned, and then that way you're saving up to 60% off of a brand new device. We have devices that are as new, we're only about a year behind, right? So we have iPhone 8 and iPhone 10 in stock. We have, you know, our MacBook Airs are like 2015, 2016 models. We've had...
Which will do the job for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had a 2015 model, brand new, sealed in the packaging, just overstock.
Right.
Right? So it was brand new. You got to take home and open it. Same with the MacBook Pro.
Nice.
So even though they're a couple generations older, that doesn't mean anything.
No.
We have a iMac in store that's like a 1999 or something like that. Still works, still turns on, goes connects to the internet. Apple products just last.
They do. They do. I've had my phone for a long time, and people keep saying, why aren't you getting a new one? And I'm like, well, this one's doing just fine. I've got everything I needed to do. And I don't really need to. I mean, it'll update itself, but I don't really need a new one every year.
And what might surprise you is that it's actually more affordable to repair an iPhone 7 than it is an Android phone. Like the Samsungs, the part itself is going to cost, you know, a couple hundred dollars for the Samsung, but we can repair an iPhone 7 screen for $109 or, you know, whatever it is today.
Yes, Experimax in Orchard Park, they do repair, and I think that's awesome. You repair just about everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring
it in.
We buy, sell, and trade all Apple products, but we repair and service Apple, Android, PC, and more. So
isn't
anything
that
you might have, Dell laptop or whatever, if it's running slow, if, you know, we can clean it up, do the, you know, defragmenting, and if your virus thing is triggering alerts, we can run diagnostics on it and make sure. And so there's no charge for diagnostics. Just come in,
this
and
is
we'll
getting
take
better
it
by the minute here. Jean, I gotta tell you, there's gonna be so many people who are gonna feel more comfortable going to you and to Jeff and your staff than their own kids and grandkids. I mean, I know they're saying, I'm not getting that look again, I just won't use this thing. But you don't want to be that person. You want to jump in. You want to learn how to get in touch with people. You want to get into Facebook, or at least enjoy social media and understand and utilize today's technology, because it's only going more forward from here.
Right. And so when you get a device from us, we do the data transfer from your old device. We do all the account setup, sit there with you, and make sure that you're able to use it when you walk out the door.
See, that was my next question. Can you try before you buy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we have a 7-day return policy. If you, you know, get your new device and you're just not into it, or whatever, or if it's just not working for you, or, you know, 7 days, no questions asked. But also with the devices, we include unlimited tech training Tuesdays.
I love that.
Yeah. So the first Tuesday of every month is iPhone and iPad class. The second Tuesday is Mac computers. And the third Tuesday is more fun with photos
and you
projects.
Can go back. I mean, go back for a refresher.
It's, yep.
And it's, you know, just come on back in, right?
They're unlimited.
Isn't
you can
that
come
great?
As often as you want.
Do you have people like all different ages come in?
You know, we had our youngest student the other day, and he was in high school. He was a little bit begrudgingly there. His mother made him. But really, the age group is the seniors for the classes.
Love it.
And, you know, 50s and up.
Yep. And they're open 7 days a week, everybody. I'm going to give everybody your address again. It's Experimax in Orchard Park, pre-owned and repair pros. Number 608-6874. You can make an appointment, or you can walk in, or look them up online at preownedpros.com. You're going to love working with Gina and Jeff. Hey, I'm Linda Pellegrino, and I love working with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo on WBEN Radio 930. It's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Italy for a once-in-a-lifetime food and wine tasting tour through the romantic Tuscany region of Italy this October. Arrive in Florence for a historic sightseeing and Tuscan cooking class. Then it's off for wine tasting at the vineyards of Siena and San Giacomo, ending in the foothills of the Alps at scenic Lake Como. This trip is almost sold out. Call for final booking information, 913-1097. That's 913-1097. Ciao!
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top local stories for Saturday, March 23rd. Wins last night for UB men and women in round one of the NCAA tournament. The men will take on the underdog role tomorrow when they tip off against number 3 Texas Tech. 6:10 is the start time for the men. The women taking on the UConn Huskies, who are ranked 2nd in their bracket. That game also tomorrow, a 7 o'clock tip. A Buffalo police officer was hurt this morning after their patrol car was struck by two other vehicles just before 8 o'clock in the 2000 block of Elmwood Avenue. Police are investigating if the accident was due to black ice that was on a lot of the roads this morning. Coffee with a Cop was this morning at several different Tim Hortons in the city of Buffalo. Buffalo police are using this initiative to help bridge the gap with the community and to recruit people to take the civil service exam. Assemblyman Sean Ryan today announced his plan to ban plastic bags in the 2019-2020 state budget. The budget is due March 31st. More top stories at WBEN.com. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all. From junk to fine art, whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
It's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Italy for a once-in-a-lifetime food and wine tasting tour through the romantic Tuscany region of Italy this October. Arrive in Florence for a historic sightseeing and Tuscan cooking class. Then it's off for wine tasting at the vineyards of Siena and San Giacomo, ending in the foothills of the Alps at scenic Lake Como. This trip is almost sold out. Call for final booking information, 913-1097. That's 913-1097. Ciao!
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Good morning, everybody. Here on Senior Radio Buffalo, we address health and wellness, living options, legal, financial matters, leisure activities. All you have to do is flip the radio on and listen every Saturday morning at 11 right here on WBEN News Radio 930. And that rolls off my tongue because this is where I started so many moons ago. And I'm thrilled to be back on WBEN now. At this time, I'm Linda Pellegrino, and in studio with me, three gentlemen I've really come to know and certainly trust, and you can too, Brian, Brad, and Greg Stamm. The family, it's the Stamm family of attorneys. They have a big office, but yet it's kind of small town the way they relate to you as a person. Love these guys. Welcome. Good morning. Nice to have you all here.
Great to be here.
And guys, we have talked about a lot of subjects, looking at the big picture, we've talked about wills, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, and these things are super important. We've talked about corporations and businesses. But, you know, you also work with people one-on-one, because what it comes down to, like your family, is that you help other families. And we're talking about families with parents and children and a lot of tough decisions sometimes that have to be made. And you will go to bat for those folks and make sure that they're protected and that their wishes are carried out in life. And I think that's probably the finest thing you can do.
It's a lot of fun to help people, believe me. You know, would you want to go to a job where you're miserable, or do you want to go home where you actually feel, in addition to getting paid to do your work, that you help somebody? Mm-hmm. Isn't that rewarding?
Yeah,
I think it is.
I do too.
And that's what keeps me going. I'm 72 and I like going to work because I can help people. If I can't help people anymore, well, I better find something else to do.
Now, Brad, some people have serious situations. They're parents, they have children. Maybe they have children with disabilities and they're thinking about those kids now and their future. They can come to you and trust you, and they're trusting you with their children. I mean, it doesn't get any more serious than that.
No, absolutely. And we really take that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I've had several clients that will come to me, and that's what they want to talk about. They may have a child that has a disability. They may have two children. One has the disability and one doesn't. And they want to know, well, how do we relate to each, and do we treat them differently in terms of the legal documents? Or they'll say to me, we want the one child, to help the other later in life when we're gone. How do we accomplish that?
Good questions.
You know, we don't feel like the one could really handle it. So, the other child's going to. What do we need to do?
Mm-hmm.
And these are all real life, very serious situations, and we help them through because we've seen them. We have the experience, and we can say this might be the route to go. And when we talk it through, and we explain, because they are very complex things,
yes,
and once you explain it and they understand it, they just feel so much better. It's like, I can really do that?
We might have people who are listening who say, you know what, I'm in that situation, and this reminds me, yeah, maybe there are some things I need to do to protect myself and my child. This is something that I may have to go ahead and give you a call about, because they're...
Yeah,
people,
you don't
are
want
overwhelmed.
To wait.
No, they're overwhelmed with their situation.
Yeah.
And it's vital to know for them that you folks are here for them. You know, you're located right near the airport, right in Williamsville. People can find you by going to stamlaw.com, and they can talk to you about all these different things. But I love the fact that we can talk to you about not just corporate and trust, but this kind of thing. I want to talk about my parents. They're not getting any younger. I want to talk about my children. I need to know that my will continue after I'm gone, that these things will happen. And, you know, it's and the nice thing is that you can do that for them, and they can trust you to do that. I mean, I would hate to call an attorney I've never met before and talk. I don't think I'd be comfortable talking about these kinds of things.
Tough.
I feel comfortable talking to you. I know your clients do, too.
Well, Linda, there's so many different aspects in the way life changes. We have adults who are in a second marriage, and they have children from, you know, somebody will have a child from the first marriage, and then there's the new wife has children from her marriage, and maybe the father, the husband, has a business he wants to leave to certain members of his family. They got to plan that out, because you know there's so many complications that can occur when one dies before the other, and then you have the stepkids and the original kids are wondering, well, what's dad going to do with our money?
That's right.
You know, and there's so many different aspects in the way things change and the way life can change that you need to come in and see us and talk to us about all those different aspects.
And as we've mentioned before on other shows, if you wait too long, there's certain things that cannot be reversed.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait too long and you're involved with a governmental benefit, it's not like they're going to say, oh, no problem, we'll make you the exception, go back and redo it. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. That's why you got to do these things early.
Right. You know, it only takes one time for someone to pass away and that someone you loved, and you sit back and say, I don't know what their wishes were. We never talked about it. They never put it down on paper. The rest of your life, you have doubts. You don't have
Absolutely.
To. I mean, you don't have to. Don't do that to your kids. Parents, think about, you know, this new year is kind of just starting. This is a wonderful time to sit down with you guys and say, you know what? I don't know what I don't know. Let's sit down and talk about what I need to protect my family, to protect my estate, whatever it is, and to move forward. And then you'll find things like a will, and you'll find out that maybe the will isn't all you need. Maybe you need that power of attorney. That's important. Maybe you need a healthcare proxy. So those kinds of things, and trusts, they'll come into it too. These are the kinds of things that you can talk conversationally with people and let them know what is out there for them.
I want to talk about the word age. You mentioned elderly parents. Yeah. So many people have elderly parents. As Brad was talking about, so many people have children who have issues and severe disabilities. I don't believe that the age is a chronologic number. Age is how your health and all of the other circumstances of your life affect what's happening to you. Mm-hmm. I have 95-year-old people who are healthy and living at home. I have a 46-year-old man in a nursing home because something bad happened to him. We have 60-year-old people who want to start transferring their assets to their kids, and I say, what's the rush? And then I have 85-year-old people who don't want to loosen the purse string. I tell this story. Years ago, I had a negligence case involving an 82-year-old woman. And the judge said to me, you're asking for too much money. She's 82. I said, what's that got to do with anything? And the judge said, well, she's 82. I said, I'll bring her down, bring your golf clubs, and I'll have her play you, and I'll bet you she beat you scratch. And you know what? She could have. Because at 82, she was doing things mm-hmm. that I can't do at 72. And so age doesn't really matter in the chronologic mm-hmm. sense. It's how your body ages, right. how your mind ages. And that's the important thing. And so people are going to be at home with questions. What's the right time to ask these lawyers?
Yes.
The right time is now. Mm-hmm. If you don't need anything done, we say, it's nice meeting you. How much do I owe you? Nothing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do anything for you. But I've made goodwill out of that, and
right.
they're going to send their friends to me because
right.
I didn't charge them to tell them they didn't need anything. I think that's very important.
I think so, too. In fact, folks, if there's something here that you're liking, we want you to go ahead and get in touch with the Stamm Law Firm. Just go to stammlaw.com or take this number down at 631-5767. 631-5767. And you'll get the benefit and the expertise of Brian, Brad, and Greg, and their entire team who are there to help you with so many different legal aspects of life. And you know what? If there is something that they are not experts in, Brad, you were saying you have no trouble helping people to find the right person.
Absolutely. It's very, very important. If you call and it's something that we can't give you the expertise you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
we will help you find the right person. We have a network of lawyers that we refer cases to because we know that they are specialists in that area. And we'll help you. That's what we do.
Brian, I want you to jump in. Tell me what people should think about when they contact the Stamm Law Firm. What are they going to get?
They're going to get a compassionate, caring lawyer that wants to do one thing, help them in their legal need for that particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you, and we've laughed before, it's not like patting ourselves on the back, but when a case is completed, whether it's a personal injury case that I represent somebody for, an estate plan that my dad does, the mixture of both that my brother does, in the end, we get thank you cards in the mail with a $5 Tim Hortons gift card saying the next coffee's on me.
Mm.
I mean, that's what we get. We get thank you cards that we hang in the office. These aren't Christmas cards you get at Christmas time. These are thank you cards we all get throughout the year because people are genuinely saying to themselves, this wasn't one of those, I don't feel comfortable around my lawyer. What's the word they used to use? Shyster. He's going to take mm-hmm. money from me. This is a relationship that we want to build and grow with because we're here for the future. My brother and I are in our 40s. We have young families. Some of our kids are now talking about maybe being a lawyer someday. We're in this for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's wanted to have, you know, his name and reputation go forward. So that's what you're going to get from us. You're going to get a family friend that you're going to want to maybe have a coffee with or a beer with after you're all said and done.
And you know, Brad, it not everybody, you know, comes to you with corporate business. It may be just one person, but what you do for them means the world to them.
Oh, absolutely. And like my brother said, there's no greater, you know, pleasure than us seeing clients that walk out of our office happy. And they really do, whether they're relieved because they finally have done something and they have their wishes the way they want them and they can walk out of there and knowing that it's all taken care of, or whether we help them through a personal injury matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're injured,
I
mean, you're in pain and mm-hmm. you might be, you know, suffering from lost wages and things like that. And when you can help people through those moments, it's wonderful.
And you never know when that's going to happen to you.
Absolutely, you don't.
Do we have a quick time?
You do.
I had a lady standing at the door after our meeting last week. I said, well, we're all finished. She said, are you forgetting something? And I said, what? She said, I heard you on the radio. You always give a hug to the ladies when they leave. I said, do you want your hug? And she said, of course, that's what I'm waiting for. And that's, yeah. I love that.
You know,
I really do.
There's that personal connection with people is really what it's really all about, especially here in Western New York. Listen, let these folks, let their family help your family. It's the Stamm Law Firm, stammlaw.com. Give them a call, 631-5767. You will be so glad you did, because you know what? If I need them, they're there for me. 631-5767. I am Linda Pellegrino, and I'm so happy that you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo here on WBEN.
It's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
At Independent Health, we're here to make Medicare easier, no matter what retirement looks like for you. Our experienced red shirts will meet with you one-on-one at our conveniently located Medicare information centers. Here, we'll help you understand all of your options and make sure you're in the plan that's right for you, so you can enjoy retirement your way. That's the red shirt treatment. Visit independenthealth.com/Medicare.
It's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Italy for a once-in-a-lifetime food and wine tasting tour through the romantic Tuscany region of Italy this October. Arrive in Florence for a historic sightseeing and Tuscan cooking class. Then it's off for wine tasting at the vineyards of Siena and San Giacomo, ending in the foothills of the Alps at scenic Lake Como. This trip is almost sold out. Call for final booking information, 913-1097. That's 913-1097. Ciao!
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, a fun and educational radio show devoted to our active senior community. I'm Linda Pellegrino, always happy to be here with you because we really are able to pass on some incredible news because we have incredible companies here in Western New York who are just working on your behalf. And so it's a pleasure to be able to bring their news to you. The group I'm working with this morning is the Clarity Group. They bring clarity to Medicare. It can be such a big monster, you know, in the room. But, you know, when you talk to these women and the other 15 agents that are everywhere, it seems, in Western New York, you can find your answers because these folks can talk to you about local companies, national companies. But the bottom line is, it's what do you need? Even when it comes to your spouse, you might have different medical needs than your spouse does. Well, guess what? Medicare is individual. You can have two different companies, and it's not any more complicated for you. These ladies make it very, very easy to walk through this and get the very best coverage. Karen Olson is with us. I'm sure you've seen these ladies out in the community. She's the one of the VPs. Sally Steyer is the president of the Clarity Group. She joins us this morning. Lisa Giancarlo, another vice president of the Clarity Group. And ladies, we had a lovely health fair the week early in March, but you're busy all the time. And as a matter of fact, if people are new to Medicare, you always have a Medicare 101 session every first and third Wednesday at your office at 5 o'clock. So you can feel free to pre-register, walk on in, and get the information you need. Lisa, if you're new to Medicare, this is for you. And also, we should remind everybody that we're talking about all Medicare-eligible consumers, not always seniors.
No, some people are turning 65 that are Medicare-eligible, and some people are not 65 due to a disability, and they receive Medicare after being disabled for 24 months. So people are just learning about their Medicare eligibility. Maybe they've just gotten the letter in the mail from the government saying, you've qualified now, and they're scrambling.
Right.
So call us at our phone number, and we can schedule an appointment. And that number is...
Oh, I've got that number.
Do you have it?
Yeah, 393-3437. That's 393-3437.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you. We'll schedule an appointment. We'll get you through all the minutiae of the Medicare maze. And we, you know, really help you decipher what's going to work best for you.
You're right.
We'll introduce you to the different companies and the plans that are out there, sort through it all, and we'll, you know, just ask you several questions. You know, you maybe review your list of providers, what hospitals you're interested in keeping in the loop, list of your medications, and we'll go over all that.
And Sally, you're not going to push one company over the other because that's not how this works. You get paid eventually by the company that will help that will supply the Medicare benefits to the client.
The client
does not pay you.
No, that doesn't cost the client anything to talk to us. We'll meet with the client. It's a no cost, no obligation appointment. We will review everything, and then should they decide to enroll in a plan, we will be compensated by the company they chose. So there's we have no incentive to push someone to one company over another. We represent them all. Our goal is to find the best plan for them.
So once again, folks, if you're wondering about the Clarity Group, you do not change money with this group. They come in, they talk to you, you give them the best information about what their needs are and what's available to them. They go ahead and sign up, and then whichever that company is reimburses you, not the client. So folks, again, like they said, like I said, they have no skin in the game. You can be sure you're getting an honest opinion about what, you know, what might be best for you.
And most importantly, we are educating them on Medicare. It's very important that you understand as a consumer what Medicare is and what it means to you and how it works for you.
You know, Lisa, it occurs to me that this would be great for a business where if they have people starting to
become of this age or they have Medicare eligible workers, you could come into the business and talk to their staff.
Yes, we have been doing that more so in the last year. And a lot of businesses love the fact that we can come in, we do a full presentation for the retirees, or if they're, you know, anyone age 65, we've been doing a yearly review for them to see what's better suiting their needs, if it's best if they jump off of the group plan and go on to a Medicare Advantage plan and things of that nature. So it is quite important that businesses take advantage of our services because we're there to help them and the consumer.
And sometimes the employee is just looking for information because their parent is on Medicare or their grandparent. And they've always been helping, you know, as an advocate, you know, helping their family member. So we'll sometimes go into a business and just sit in the lunchroom and they can just pop in and ask us questions and go through things. And we're all, you know, we're there just to help them.
And they don't have to make a decision then either. They can make a follow-up appointment, come in, sit down, work it out from A to Z. And you know what's nice? You'll even go out to them. I mean, obviously you do that in the community as it is, but if need be and they feel more comfortable in their home, you'll meet them at their house.
Yes, we do that. And with the businesses, they have shifts. So sometimes they have an early morning, a midnight shift or whatever, and they need someone to come in and meet with their clients at that time. So we try to accommodate everything for everyone.
Sally, how soon before someone is ready for Medicare should they start getting this information?
Well, you can never start too soon, but a lot of people will start gathering information maybe about 6 months prior. But if it's coming up sooner than that, you're not too late. So a lot of people like to just gather the information. If they do need to apply to Medicare through the government, that process can sometimes take a little while. So they want to get that process started. So it doesn't hurt to call us too soon. They can actually start enrolling in plans. They have what they call an initial enrollment period that coincides with when they become eligible for Medicare, where they can choose what plan they want to get into up to 3 months before the month they're eligible, the month they're actually eligible, and another 3 months after.
I see.
So they have this time period that the government has allowed where they can choose a plan to coincide with their new to Medicare date.
And Karen, that would be great because then they would know for sure this is the day these benefits start. They're very clear on that.
That's correct. So, and then oftentimes if they are with an employer plan, they'll want to coordinate that coverage ending and this starting, their Medicare plan.
You know, I learn about this all the time. And the fact is, because things change, you have a Medicare 101 session. It's kind of a seminar every first and third Wednesday of the month at 5 o'clock. And I bet lots of people come on in because they're just adding to their knowledge of what they need to know about this. It's the Medicare 101 sessions every first and third Wednesdays at 5 o'clock at your home office right there at 5334 Transit Road in Depew. And you know, you don't even need an appointment, but it would be nice to register just so they know you're coming. And remember, their home office number is 393-3437, 393-3437, or just log on and find out more through claritygroupny.com. They've got a quarterly newsletter. It becomes a nice relationship with you and the client once they meet you and once they move through this this Medicare decision. And I think that's really nice. You just don't shut the door and say, well, see you in a year. No, it's an ongoing, active, you know, a conversation. So the client always understands where they are, their needs are being met, and if a change needs to be made, you can help with them with that.
Right. And one way that we stay in touch with our membership and the consumer population is through our newsletter. So even if you're not a member of, you know, the Clarity Group and we haven't helped you in the past and you want to be on our mailing list, just give us a call and give us the permission to include your email address on there. And then you can just follow us on our website or through the newsletter. We're going to be posting, you know, various events on the newsletter, recipes or little fun facts you need to know about Medicare and things like that.
And don't be surprised if you run into a Clarity Group out in the public because they're always out visiting at senior centers and apartment complexes, and they're there to answer your questions. The Clarity Group, there's no other when it comes to your choices and Medicare. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Find out more through claritygroupny.com. Call them at 393-3437 and certainly learn more through seniorradiobuffalo.com. It's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Italy for a once-in-a-lifetime food and wine tasting tour through the romantic Tuscany region of Italy this October. Arrive in Florence for a historic sightseeing and Tuscan cooking class. Then it's off for wine tasting at the vineyards of Siena and San Giacomo, ending in the foothills of the Alps at scenic Lake Como. This trip is almost sold out. Call for final booking information, 913-1097. That's 913-1097. Ciao!
Thanks for listening to another episode of Senior Radio, the local radio show that focuses on educating our active senior and caregiver community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
For all station contest rules, go to WBEN.com/rules.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Because news won't wait, and neither will you. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930 and hear the latest now. News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.